Good day, Mike Powers with KWIN News. Several schools in Dade County are being recognized by the Georgia Department of Education for outstanding academic achievement. Davis Elementary, Dade Middle, and Dade County High Schools have each received banners highlighting exceptional growth and performance in literacy and math. The recognition honors schools showing strong student progress and academic success across the Peach State. Local officials say the achievement reflects the hard work of students, teachers, and staff, along with continued support from parents and the community. The banners will be displayed at each school as a symbol of their commitment to academic excellence. In Chickamauga, the city council there appointed a new mayor last night following a recent controversy in city leadership. Mayor Pro Tem Roy Parrish IV was appointed mayor during the council meeting. The appointment follows the resignation of former Mayor Trey Deck back on March 20th after the council voted to remove him from office amid multiple allegations of sexual misconduct and inappropriate behavior. City leaders say the move is part of efforts to move forward and restore stability following the situation. Tennessee lawmakers are one step closer to banning kratom statewide. The House has passed a bill that would outlaw all forms of the substance, including a derivative known as 7-O. The legislation now moves to the state Senate for consideration. Kratom is a plant-based substance derived from a tree native to Southeast Asia and is commonly sold at gas stations and smoke shops. The bill, known as Matthew Davenport's Law, is named after a Chattanooga man whose family says he died after using kratom along with other substances. If approved, kratom would be classified as a controlled substance in Tennessee. Possession would be considered a misdemeanor, while sale or distribution would be a felony. It is not currently listed as a controlled substance at the federal level, though several states, including Alabama, have already enacted bans. The bill now awaits action in the Tennessee Senate. Dade County residents have several opportunities this month to learn more about SPLOST during a series of community station talk meetings. The meetings give residents a chance to hear directly from county commissioners and staff, ask questions, and better understand how SPLOST impacts the community. The next meeting is set for tonight at the South Dade Fire Hall starting at 6:30. Officials say the goal is to bring these conversations directly into local communities to keep residents informed and engaged. More meetings are planned for New Home, Trenton, Wildwood, Westbrow, and New Salem. One of Northeast Alabama's most well-known music events will not return this year. Organizers have confirmed that June Jam will not take place in Fort Payne this year. The country music festival, founded by the group Alabama to celebrate their hometown, made a return a few years back after being on hiatus. However, organizers say the event is once again on pause this year. While the main concert will not happen, officials say there will be smaller Fan Appreciation Week events. More details will be announced about that. June Jam has long been a signature event for Fort Payne, drawing thousands of fans and showcasing the legacy of the legendary country group Alabama. The Braves get an off day, a travel day, if you will, back from the West Coast to the East Coast, back in Atlanta, 4-3 against Cleveland this weekend. Tomorrow and Saturday's games have a 6 o'clock airtime with a first pitch at 7:15. We'll have it all for you this weekend here on KWIN. At your KWIN News Update, stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, and 1420 AM, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.